You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, so today Greenpeace has set sail on a peace flotilla to Helena Bay in Northland in protest outside Russian oligarch Alexander Abramov's residence. This is amidst the conflict in Ukraine. Now, I spoke to Neve, the program director for Greenpeace, while they were on their way to Helena Bay. Now, just a disclaimer, if you can hear some wind in the background, that is because they are on their way there. So I did interview her while they were sailing to Helena Bay. So here she is now.
Right. Well, that's some understandable background noise, isn't it?
Understandable. Yeah. So tell me about what's happening today. You guys are sailing out to Helena Bay in Northland, correct?
We are. So we've been watching the horror unfold as Russia has invaded Ukraine and wanted to take part in whatever we could do to help bring about an end to the war from here in Aotearoa, whatever little part we can play. So what we're doing is we're sailing up to Helena Bay to protest outside the luxury lodge of Russian oligarch Alexander Abramov. We're calling on the government to immediately freeze his assets. And we're calling on him to use his influence to pressure Putin into ending this war.
Now, just for a bit of background, maybe for some people that aren't too familiar with Russian oligarchs, could you give a bit of background on them?
Yes, so oligarchs are basically billionaires who have political power through their wealth. So the particular oligarch that we're talking about is the biggest Russian oligarch in Aotearoa. He's got the most assets. Sorry, I'm just moving away from crew trying to set up sails. So he is the 24th richest man in Russia. So he is in Putin's sphere of influence, and that's why we're targeting him. Russian peace activists have indicated globally that sanctioning oligarchs is the way to bring about change, because if you can pressure the power around Putin, you can pressure Putin. And it also doesn't impact everyday Russians in the same way, who are also very against this war and at major risk when they speak out against it.
Now, yeah, Greenpeace has garnered quite a bit of support for this action, with over 6,000 people signing the petition, and that's just over the last 24 hours, I believe.
Yes, yeah, so we've had a lot of support for our petition that's calling on the government to immediately freeze the assets of Russian oligarchs, not Alexander Abramov specifically, but to freeze any of those assets here in Aotearoa. We do welcome the government legislation that they passed under urgency over the last few days, but we think that until sanctions are put on the oligarchs, such as Abramov, the job is done, so we're going to keep the pressure on until it is.
Now, I also read that you guys are sailing aboard the SV Vega, skippered by Avon Hansford, who sailed to protest oil exploration in New Zealand waters. The Vega itself also has a long history of peaceful protest and even some connection to the nuclear-free protests, which we saw in Mururoa Atoll. So could you tell me a bit about that as well?
Yes, yeah, so we've got Winborne and Vega both in this protest flotilla. So Vega has this really long, beautiful, rich history of protest in Aotearoa. She was out sailing against French nuclear testing in the Pacific in Mururoa. She was out confronting Anadarko when they were deep-sea drilling off our coast here a number of years ago. And this time she's out sailing for peace again back to her roots. Winborne, who actually is the kind of flagship of this flotilla, was out sailing against Petrobras, another oil company, at a similar time.
Now, what is the plan with this sail? Are you guys planning to, I believe I'm reading here, so you've set sail from Waitemata Harbour and you're convening in Whangaururu Harbour and then sailing to Helena Bay, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So we've set sail this morning from the Maritime Museum, Tamaki Fakoto. We're heading up north now, so we're going to be in Whangaururu Harbour on Saturday evening, and then on Sunday morning we'll sail to Helena Bay, where the base of operations for Alexander Abramov is in Aotearoa. So that's where we're going to be doing our protest.
Now, is there anything else Greenpeace would like to see done in regards to the war in Ukraine? Obviously, it's quite horrific, but yeah, is there anything else?
we urge everyone to do what they can to stand in solidarity with the people of Ukraine who are affected by this horrific war, and also with the Russian peace activists who are being arrested in the thousands for protesting this in Russia at the moment too. So I think making sure that we show visible support all across the world, including here in Aotearoa, is really important at the moment. So I encourage everybody to do what they can.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to say before you head to Helena Bay? I'm sure a lot of people listening would be quite interested in what's going on. Obviously, here in New Zealand, we have quite a rich history of protests, whether that's, you know, back in the 80s with the anti-nuclear protests and stuff like that. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
We do have a very strong history of protest, and we also have an outsized influence on global politics for our size. So I think when we stand up and protest, it's a really important thing for us to do. So I just encourage everyone to jump on the Greenpeace website and sign a petition that's calling on the Ardern government to immediately freeze the New Zealand assets of oligarchs and to fly their flags for peace.
Most definitely awesome. Well, good luck, Niamh, on your journey. We wish you all the best.
Great. Thank you so much.
That was Niamh O'Flynn, the program director for Greenpeace, who is currently sailing to Helena Bay to protest against the war in Ukraine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.